Trump, Rubio get tough on Venezuela, reverse Biden concessions. By Paul Bois on February 26, 2025. The Trump administration revealed this week it has reversed some of the concessions given to Venezuela under former President Joe Biden. Speaking with Fox News host Brian Kilmeade on his radio show this week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio discussed the Trump administration's policies toward Venezuela, denying concerns that it has legitimized President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States does not recognize as the rightful leader of Venezuela following a questionable election in 2024 that gave him a sixth term. Rubio addressed U.S. Envoy for Special Missions Rick Reynolds' recent trip to the country, where he met with Maduro and returned home with six Americans. Rubio said that Venezuela reversed its policy of refusing deported migrants during the Biden administration. Remember, Venezuela stopped taking migration flights, deportations because they wanted to blackmail Joe Biden. Donald Trump's not going to be blackmailed. President Trump will not be blackmailed by them, he told Brian Kilmeade. Rubio also echoed former State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel's sentiments about Venezuela's recent election and referred to Maduro as a horrible dictator. He is allowing Iran to operate out of Venezuela. He's allowing the Chinese to operate out of Venezuela. He's threatening his neighbors in the region. He has flooded us with gang members, flooded us with these Tren de Aragua gang members that are in this country doing terrible things, he said. Why would we want someone like that to be there? We're not going to discuss publicly what our work is going to be in that regard. But he remains the same threat today that he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. That's going to have to be dealt with, added Rubio. Following Rubio's interview with Brian Kilmeade, President Donald Trump announced on his social media platform Truth Social on Wednesday that his administration will be reversing the concessions that crooked Joe Biden gave to Nicolás Maduro of Venezuela on the oil transaction agreement, dated November 26, 2022, and also having to do with electoral conditions within Venezuela, which have not been met by the Maduro regime. Additionally, the regime has not been transporting the violent criminals that they sent into our country, the good old USA, back to Venezuela at the rapid pace that they had agreed to, he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.